got some great news for any of our listeners who are about to enter the workforce. Mm. And that great news is there's a 99.9% chance that you're not going to look forward to going into your job.
Oh, yeah. Good news.
It's great news. Uh-huh. There's a lot of reasons you don't look forward to going to work. It could be you don't think you get paid enough, mm-hmm. you don't like the hours, or your company intentionally blocks you from all of your favorite happy time websites. Or it could be that you just don't want to go into work this morning because hooking up with the overnight janitor is starting to get kind of old and it's not as exciting as it used to be. Everything becomes normal at a certain point. No matter what the reason is, you have to go there and put up with all the nonsense every single weekday and maybe some holidays and maybe some weekends, over and over and over again for the rest of your adult life.
Wow, so, yeah. Don't get people too excited about starting adulthood, Jubal.
It's really no surprise that sometimes employees get tired and overwhelmed or just plain fed up, and eventually they do something unprofessional while they're on the job.
Yeah, keep things exciting.
Yeah, and it's okay. Everybody does it. In fact, I did some unprofessional things to Jose's coffee this morning.
Oh my
what?
God.
I just drank that.
Thank God it was
yummy, isn't it?
I literally just finished it.
Mm-hmm, it's good.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I'm not alone because a new survey recently asked people around the country to share the most irresponsible things that they've ever done while on the job, and here are some of the best responses.
I'm excited.
Also, feel free to text in at 78592 with some of your own irresponsible work stories.
Oh my God.
We'd love to hear them.
People are already texting in before you gave out the
number. Yeah, they just want to tell their story.
They're very proud.
And we're down to hear it. So text it in, 78592. But let's go over the list. Number 7 says, when I was in my early 20s, I worked as a barista at a coffee shop.
Okay.
One night shift, my coworker and I decided it'd be a fun idea to crack open a 6-pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, man, you know you're in the early 20s if that's what you're cracking open.
Yeah. After we finished the 6-pack, we tried to convince customers to run out to the liquor store for us and get some more.
Oh, okay.
Eventually, somebody actually did it, and by the end of our shift, we were totally wasted.
No.
She was eating whipped cream straight out of the canister and drunkenly wrote my phone number on 4 different customers' coffee cups.
The worst coffee ever made.
Oh, well, no. I said to each of them, if you want a free body shot later, call this number. So yeah, there were some very happy customers that came in there.
Oh my God.
It says, luckily nobody complained and the security cameras in our building didn't work, so we never got fired for it.
Wow, yeah. That's really lucky.
That's impressive.
Yeah, drunk on the job, always fired.
Yeah,
unless
right.
you work in our industry. And then it's a bonus.
That's right. True. I've taken shots on the show before.
Yeah. I don't drink as much as I used to, but like I worked on another show. I would come into work hammered every day, usually just sleep in the studio at night, wake up still drunk. And it was just like, sweet, we have some content for this morning.
Yeah.
We can talk about how Jubal's probably an alcoholic. Number,
yeah. But it lasted for years.
It did last for a long time.
Yeah.
Number 6, I worked as a prep cook at a restaurant. And one day my boss was being extremely mean because apparently I wasn't chopping the veggies fast enough.
Oh my gosh.
So when he went to the walk-in freezer, I shut the door and locked it behind him.
Oh, scary.
It was 20 minutes before anybody opened it again. He was raging and it was mad, but I convinced him it was just an accident and lied to him.
Yeah.
So they got away with it.
I would never do that.
Yeah. Why would I lock you in there?
It's not like he was going to let the guy die in there.
Hopefully.
20 minutes. That's a good time.
Yeah. That's a lot of time to suffer, too.
Number 5 says, I worked the front desk at a hotel, and one time I had a huge crush on the new female bartender in the lounge, so I asked her if she wanted to hang out after work. When she said yes, I marked the hotel's honeymoon suite as comped. Then the two of us went up there, and we spent the entire night with free wine, complimentary chocolate strawberries, and a private outdoor jacuzzi.
Whoa.
It says I was fired the next day,
but still,
no regrets.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, man.
Yeah, that was probably pretty awesome. These are the most unprofessional things that employees have ever done on the job from a brand new survey that was just released. Number 4, I managed a toy store from the age of 20 to 25.
Oh no, this is going to ruin somebody's childhood.
And some nights, I would go out to bars and meet random cute boys.
Okay.
Then I'd bring them back to the store. We'd pull all the fluffy stuffed animals down from the shelves, and then we'd fool around on top of the stuffed animals.
Come on!
It says, I always felt kind of guilty the next day when kids would buy the toys that we messed around on.
Ew.
But oh well, it happened, and I was never caught.
Oh, my God.
This one's sticky, Mom.
Yeah. Yep. Question your favorite stuffy at home, okay?
Number three, I used to work at a sporting goods store, and one real slow and boring day, we received a new supply of crossbows. And the crossbows were awesome. Of course they are. All crossbows are awesome.
Yeah. I feel like this is going to end poorly.
It says, I just had to shoot one. So I ran over to one of my coworkers and said, yo, you want to shoot stuff with these crossbows? 10 minutes later, we were firing arrows at all the mannequins in our store.
Uh-huh.
And then in all caps, it says, it was so awesome.
I bet.
It sounds amazing.
It does sound pretty fun. Right? Until you mistake a customer for a mannequin.
It says, we were lucky no customers came in because the store was still open. But to this day, there's still small holes in those mannequins from where we crossbowed them.
Oh, my God. They're so proud.
Why would you ever leave that job?
Yeah.
Number two says, my old company was a call center. And someone figured out the extension number for the emergency phone in the elevator. So whenever we got complaint calls from an angry customer, we started forwarding them to the elevator phone and let who was ever in there deal with it. It was hilarious. You'd see regular people get off the elevator looking so panicked and confused, and then they would just tell us what happened, and I would just compliment them on handling the complaint.
Wow, thank you. Thank you for dealing with that.
Yeah, looking for a job?
Yeah.
And the number one most irresponsible thing that somebody did on the job, according to this survey, says I worked as a mechanic for an auto body shop. And sometimes when my coworkers and I would get really bored, we'd take some of the customer cars and then we'd peel out and do donuts with them in the vacant lot behind the shop.
This is why, you know, that
people mess with your car when you drop it off at places.
Except they don't mess with my car because I have an old Subaru. And they're like, nobody's doing donuts in an old Subaru.
Those are all wheel drive no matter what. You can rally those, trust me. They'll still find a way.
It's not a souped-up Subaru.
It's just like, ah.
Goes on to say, most of the time, nothing bad happened. But one time, we lost control and crashed a newer BMW into the side of the building. Luckily, when the customer came to pick up the car, the damage was on the passenger side and they never saw it. So they just drove away without noticing that they had wrecked the car a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. The other ones were cute and funny. This one was just me.
It says we all gave each other high fives after that. But the craziest part was that a few days later, they came back and said, quote, some a-hole sideswiped me when I parked my car overnight on the street by my house.
No.
Can you guys fix it?
Yeah.
And we also got paid to fix the car that we wrecked.
That's
amazing.
More high fives.
Wow.
Oh, my God. You'd feel worse, though, if it wasn't a BMW owner, right?
Well, definitely some irresponsible and amazing people are out there listening too, because we've gotten a lot of texts in at 78592 about stupid things you've done on the jobs. And I don't think anybody is more reckless than the people texting in right now. So,
Oh my gosh, I can't even keep up with them.
78592. What is the most irresponsible / hilarious thing you ever did while you were at work? Take your texts right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I got a text in at 78592 that says, I worked at a mill and consistently tried to burn the place down.
What?
And one time the mill caught on fire. It had nothing to do with me. Everybody was supposed to get a hose and help fight the fire, but instead I dropped the hose that I was already using and screamed, let it go, it's too late. And then I ran out of the mill and went home for the day.
Oh my God.
They put the fire out and nobody cared that I left.
So it's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
You hated your job, huh?
We're talking about the most irresponsible things that you've ever done while you're at work. Text us 78592. Tiffany, what's the most irresponsible thing you've ever done while at work?
So I used to work at a public pool as a lifeguard in the summers, and I worked like almost every day, and I just wanted a day off, and I couldn't get a day off, and so I took some dog poop from the yard at home, and I dropped it in the pool, so they would close the pool for the day.
Yeah.
I worked in a pool too, and you do close them, just so everybody knows.
Yeah. They do get closed for the day.
Yeah.
Anytime you ever see a community pool that says we're closed for cleaning, you know exactly what happened.
Yeah, you do.
Good job getting the day off, Tiffany.
Yeah, it was a nice day.
Yeah. She was the only person that was happy that somebody didn't pick up their dog poop.
Yep. Yes. I don't like your commitment to it though, Tiffany. I think you should have done it yourself. I think you should have gone there early, hopped in the pool, done it yourself instead of just taking a poor dog's poop to do it.
Oh, gross. That is so gross. Hey, just a lifeguard.
Andrew, what is the most irresponsible thing you've ever done while you were at work?
I used to wear one of those, wear a pickle costume, you know, and I had the sign for condominiums. You know, you sit out there and you flip the signs and all that
stuff. Wait, they were advertising condominiums by having you wear a pickle outfit?
A pickle, yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, I'd look at
exactly
it.
Exactly why.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Where do you live? In the pickle apartments.
What's that pickle doing? Yeah, exactly. So, and everybody hates those jobs, but I loved it. Because I figured out, I can just shake that sign with one hand. I pull the other one into my costume.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Well, okay, where are you going with this? Please remember that we are on broadcast radio.
Yeah,
completely, yeah. Inside a costume, and I would watch videos on my phone.
Oh, my
so you
God,
just hang out
believe.
Inside your pickle costume. Yeah, I was definitely not expecting it to go there. I thought it was going to go to a much, much darker place, but you'd watch YouTube videos while you were standing there.
YouTube videos while shaking the pickle sign.
Okay.
Don't shake the pickle too hard.
I thought the pickle was also going to be a symbolic thing. Yeah, I'm glad it wasn't.
Yeah, I was going to say that's a very appropriate costume for what you were doing. Although I'm sure a lot of people have done that at work too.
Oh, my God.
Because some people have texted in about it at 78592.
Oh, God.
A lot of sex stuff. I don't want to touch anything in the workplace anymore because apparently everybody has had sex on everything in the office.
I'm glad I brought in my own personal hand sanitizer today. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, Rita, where have you had sex in your office? Or do you have a different kind of story of something irresponsible that you've done at work?
Okay, I was working in a Radio Shack, and I was the only person on, and I was craving a chocolate croissant. So I told the only customer in the store to just, watch out for me while I left. And then I came back, and I saw that they were gone, and they took a remote control car.
That's all they took? You left the whole store to them, and that's it?
That's all they took.
Did you get busted for it at all?
No, nobody ever knew.
See, and that's when you knew Radio Shack wasn't going to last, is when the only thing that anybody wanted to steal was one remote control car.
What are you going to take, like 100 USBs?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that we had that was worthwhile.
Yeah, seriously.
Exactly.
Unless you can put something together yourself, you can't get anything at a Radio Shack.
All the adapters.
Yeah, unless you're actually building computers from scratch. There's not much to take. Hey, Aaron, what's the most irresponsible thing you've ever done while you're at work?
Oh, gosh. I worked at a movie theater, and I was an usher, and I hated my job. This is a few years ago. So I came into work a little bit drunk.
Uh-huh.
And, I was mad because they made me work on my birthday. Anyway, so remember that movie Shutter Island with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah, I remember that one.
Okay, so that was playing. And so when I was drunk, I went into the movie theater and I yelled out the ending.
No, you didn't.
You just spoiled the movie for everybody.
Oh, my God. That's like a jerk move.
That's amazing.
Oh, my God. Someone threw a full Coke at my head.
Yeah. They spent like $80 to go to the movie theater because it cost so much. Huh? And then you ruined it all.
Drunk, and it's my birthday, and they're making me work. So screw you guys.
I know. Everybody dies.
Yeah.
I know. My manager gave me a big old warning, but I quit like a week later.
You were drunk at work. You barge into a theater. And you ruined the ending for everybody, and they gave you a warning.
Dude, can you imagine?
Are you still drunk?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you, don't do that two more times. Keep texting in 78592. What's the most irresponsible thing you've ever done while at work? It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.